The Motso Show with Motso.
It is DIY time with Motso, and today we are learning how to ace your next job interview. So today on DIY, I am joined by a lovely lady by the name of Nokutula Khongo. Did I pronounce that correctly?
Yes, Khongo.
I'm so glad. Nokutula is a skills development specialist, and she's also a curator of information in the personal development space. She has over 9 years in the space. She's currently employed at a leading company that's got to do with national development. It's a financial institution where her role actually focuses on this thing that she loves so much, which is skills development, governance, and youth skills development. And she totally believes that her purpose is development. So she's even gone as far as launching her YouTube channel called Me Developing Me. Tell us a little bit about this YouTube channel.
For the longest time when I'd looked for content, I'd found a lot. I couldn't find enough content by South Africans or even Africans.
Yeah.
And I just had realized that there is a you know, there's a space for this. Like, I was one of the people that I religiously follow is Nicolette, but she focuses just on the finance side.
Oh,
and
okay.
So, and quite often I see a lot of people coming through, and, you know, as I sit on the other side as a panelist, and I just want to, you know, almost rescue the other person that say, please don't say that. And quite often I'm guilty of being that panel member who will smile and just, you know, because ideally I should just be neutral, but, you know, just to encourage you along.
Yeah.
And so I just thought, you know, I'd love to share the do's and don'ts, just what I've learned over the years.
So just to put it into context, right, skills development, when we say that, what are we talking about? And how does a passion like that, like, get realized in your life? Like, what about it was like, this is definitely what I want to do?
Okay, maybe in terms of how it even development, it actually technically found me. I had aspirations of becoming a clinical psychologist. And after visiting a hospital, I just realized I don't fully have the heart for it. I would be the person where if the person is crying, I'd probably just jump and cry with them, and I would be no help. But I still did have that desire to help, you know, just help an individual to move from here to there. And I was working in a call center, and I had been part of what is called a learnership. And from there, I then just started inquiring, how does the space work? And I just saw what it could do. And from there, then other doors opened, and here I am today.
Wow, that's amazing. Okay, so today on DIY, Nokutula is going to be teaching us how to ace your next job interview. Would you say that preparation is important when we're talking about a job interview?
I think preparation is absolutely key. For one, in terms of for you personally, it helps to improve your confidence and to avoid winging it. Because the truth is, most recruiters, they have enough experience, and quite often they can tell if a person is winging it. And if you are doing that, it actually then already may put you in a negative space, in that the panelists may perceive that probably this is how you even just going to, this is what you'll apply in the rest of your other spheres in terms of your work. So already you start on a more negative leg. And also, it also helps you to just avoid errors when answering, because the truth is that when you go to an interview, you want to bring yourself.
Okay.
And nerves can also, you know, play a huge role.
Wow.
And and so preparation definitely helps to manage that.
I understand
well.
The problem of nerves. So you're basically saying that there's a pre and an interview stage when it comes to a job interview.
Definitely.
Okay. So we're hanging out with Nokutula Khongo, and she's a skills development specialist. So today she's going to be giving us tips on how to ace your next job interview. She's going to simplify them in 4 very easy to follow steps. That's coming up next. And if you have questions for her regarding job interviews, 082-550-5151. This is Liam Payne. And we're still continuing with DIY with Motso. And today it's all about unlocking the keys that will help you ace your next job interview. We have in studio a skills development specialist, and she's also a curator of information in the personal development space, Nokutula Khongo. So Nokutula, you know, I think there's nothing worse than preparing when it comes to an interview. You like, you know, prepare and do all the legwork and everything, and then you get there and it just goes south because you're nervous and all these other things, you know. So you're going to be giving us 4 very simple steps to follow in order to ace that job interview.
Definitely.
I am so ready for this. I hope you are ready. I'm going to be jotting down as Nokutula shares the gems. Okay, cool. So let's start with our first step.
So I would say in terms of step one in preparing for your interview, whether you're still writing your CV or you're actually now preparing to go attend that the interview, one thing that is quite key is self-awareness, to know who you are before you even look at the job. So that speaks to your personalities, your personality, your values, your strengths. And the reason I say that is because in knowing yourself, then it's easier to actually align yourself with the job that you want to apply for and try to mirror your work experience, to mirror some of your values and, you know, draw alignment with the company. And that allows you, even when you are there now, you know, at the interview, trying to present yourself, that you do come across as authentic. And it does help with the nerves. And also, one of the things, there is absolutely nothing wrong with being nervous and even just telling, letting the panelists know that I am a bit nervous yeah. and continue. And I then say the second step is to position yourself as a problem solver. The truth is, for a role to be available and for companies, for me to even be employed, is the fact that the company I work for, there is a challenge or there is a pain, a need that they have, and then they seek to fill that that role. So one of the things you want to do is to position yourself as a problem solver. So in preparing, look at the actual job spec and try to anticipate, okay, so this is the problem that they are trying to solve, and these are the skills and the strengths. So going back to that self-awareness, and in the past, this is how I have solved problems.
Okay.
And one of the things I'd advise you in that area is to prepare stories around, you know, what is it, situations that you've been in, what was the action that you took, and what was the outcome. And also in positioning yourself as a problem solver, in referring to past experiences, it's important that you remember, it is you who's gone to an interview. Quite often I've seen candidates say, and we did this, we did this. Remember, the team, you may have been part of a team, but currently it is you at the interview.
Wow.
So even when you speak in the, you know, use the words I, because it is I who is at the interview.
That's quite interesting, Notula, when you say that, because then it kind of like also puts you in a powerful position, because then
Certainly.
You're coming there
yes.
to say, hey, I'm actually an asset that can actually add value to the company.
Indeed.
Versus you there like, oh, please, can I have a job?
Exactly. And, you know, the companies do want to know that this person, you know, will represent our brand. And if you come with a hand in cap mentality, then, you know, already they doubt, will this person be able to represent
and
us?
And contribute
and help us solve problems and, in context of
Wow, that's powerful. That's powerful. Okay, cool. Let's move on to our third step.
So our third step, we are now at the actual interview, or what one of the things when. So in selling yourself at the interview, you want to always highlight your contribution, your value add. So you want to talk about the improvements that you've made. So you can speak about things in terms of, maybe you implemented a process. How did it save money?
Whether it
saved time, brought about efficiencies, and did it affect profitability, etc. And if, as much as possible, try to quantify those variables. And then if it is a value add or somewhat that you added value, if there was input or recognition from around you, say, and this was the recognition, that this is the difference that it made, even though it was not a tangible, you know, it didn't amount to any monetary value, but it was a value add in terms of just that value proposition.
Wow. Okay. Wow. That's very interesting. And our last step?
And our last step, quite often at the end of the interview, the panelists or the recruiter would ask you, do you have any questions for us? And I've often seen candidates smile and say, no, thank you, I'm fine, thank you very much, or when can I expect a response? So whilst that is okay, it is actually even better to actually prepare questions, and you are more than welcome to go there with a notebook, having prepared a couple of questions. And one of the questions you can ask is around the challenges. So you can ask a question to the hiring line manager and ask, in terms of your business unit or your division, what are some of the challenges that you experience? And the line manager will then explain to you some of the challenges that they're experiencing in their environment. And then it's also an opportunity for you to, you know, you will find that some ideas may come up that, oh my goodness, I forgot to say this about myself, and it aligns with that. And that again is your opportunity. And there's all sorts of other questions you can ask just about the culture, you know, to connect. So, but whatever you do, do not just, I would recommend, do not say, thank you very much. Like, I really,
and I guess more specifically
that.
About where do, what do they want for the role? You know, what they want to achieve with that role.
Exactly, exactly. And again, it goes back to, you are saying, you know, I'm interested in your company, because at the beginning you had anticipated some of their challenges. Now you've heard firsthand from the horse's mouth what are the challenges. And again, going to you mirroring yourself and aligning yourself with that that business and the business unit you're looking to be employed in.
Sure. Very, very, very enlightening. Nokutula has shared some amazing steps on how you can be a winner. I really think that with these steps, you definitely can be a winner at your next job interview. But we do have some questions for her. We're going to keep her right here. So do send through your questions regarding what to do at your next job interview. You can send them now to 082-550-5151. Robert DeLong to the Power of Five, teaming up with Kay Flay. Favorite color is blue. And we are still continuing with DIY with Motso. Today is all about unlocking the gems that will help you be a winner at your next job interview. So if you're currently in the job hunting space, you're looking for a new job, you want to change from the job that you're in, but when you get to an interview, it all goes blank. Nokutula is here. She's a skills development specialist and a curator of information in the personal development space, and she has just given us some four amazing keys to that. I'm just going to quickly recap on what Nokutula shared. The first one being self-awareness, the second one being knowing how to position yourself as a problem solver for the specific role that you're applying for. Number three, this is what you do at that interview, highlight what your contribution will be, what your value will be to the company. And number four, prepare questions for the hiring manager. Don't just be like, oh, thank you, that was awesome, when will I hear from you? Have some legit questions. I love it. I absolutely love what you have shared, Nokutula. And I think, you know, there's really just power in information, because some of the time we go and we do things and we fail because we actually don't know that there's ways to go about such things. So I've got some questions here that some people have sent in. This one is from NB Mabaso on Facebook. NB Mabaso wants to know, how legit are CV specialists and how is their format different from those found on most career websites?
In terms of CV specialists, some are legit, some are not. So one of the things, if you do want to go that route, I would recommend is that you do your due diligence. Engage that that specialist, find out, have they asked for referrals, and ideally you want to see what has been the past feedback, and then also if it's possible for them just to give you a snippet of the sample of the work that they have done.
Okay.
But overall, I promise you, I think you are more capable than anybody else to represent yourself. And it is just putting in the work. Like, you know, just editing your CV can take anything up to almost like 8 hours. So I just recommend that put in a couple of hours each day. Get a trusted friend, somebody to, again, just look at it. And yeah.
And I think also, like, with, you know, tools like the internet, for instance, Google is your best friend.
Indeed.
Because there's so many templates and, you know, sites where they actually help you to put together a comprehensive CV.
Exactly. And there's also applications like Grammarly to just help to check your grammar once. There's a free version. You can just copy and paste if you're using Google Chrome. And just, is my grammar correct? And get a friend, get somebody else. We all know somebody who's somewhat related to the human capital environment, and just ask for, you know, input. But I promise you, you are still the best person to represent.
That's
you.
Amazing. Okay, cool. So I think you dealt with this question, but well, I'll just bring it up a little bit. The question of nerves, right? Are they tools? Are they things that I can do to get my nerves under control?
Okay, one, for example, even when I was coming here, steer away from caffeine before any type of interview. I also just had water. So avoid caffeine, but also going back again to preparation. And the fact that you are a little bit nervous, it's okay. And it's actually a good sign, because one of the reasons that you are nervous is because you do value this. And also then in just it goes back to just preparation, and rehearse, because, you know, one of the things, confidence is learned. So the more you rehearse, the more you practice with a friend, practice in front of the mirror, it I would say that is just one of the keys to managing your nerves.
Okay. And then an important question came in here, and it's about the salary. How do I tackle this question? Because I also think that it's one thing to prepare for this interview to be like, oh my gosh, I've got my dream job. It's just there. And then the salary issue comes, and then you feel like, oh, I under-negotiated myself or I undersold myself when it comes to this topic. How do we deal with this?
All right. Somewhere towards the during the offer stage or closer to that, maybe they'd ask how much it is that you are looking at. One of the things I would say, steer away from an exact numerical value.
Mm-hmm.
Do your research, find out what is market related. And then in your answer, say what is I'd like to be remunerated, you know, remuneration commensurate to the role, and that is market related. And then you can just give a rough estimate. And personally, this is not whatever I would rather err on the side of being slightly on the higher end of market related.
Okay.
So even if they negotiate me down, it's not as bad. And there's absolutely nothing wrong, and even when you have received the offer, to renegotiate and explain.
So it is advisable to negotiate.
Yes, it is advisable. I would advise that, yes, once you have received the offer, because always remember, again, it goes back to that hand in cap mentality.
Mm.
Yes, you definitely do want the job.
Mm.
But in me wanting the job, this company also has a need. And they believe I am the right candidate. They chose me.
Mm.
And I am also, I'm choosing the company. So I'm like, let's just meet each other halfway.
Yeah.
So it just goes back in the how you do it.
Don't just be like, oh, it's not really what I wanted, what you're offering. But okay, I don't want to lose the job.
Yes. Yeah.
That's amazing. Okay, Noctula, so how do I learn more about this?
So one of the things in terms of learning more about preparing yourself for interviews, okay, I would advise you can visit my channel on YouTube. Mm-hmm. It's called Me Developing Me. It's quite new, and in the long term, so we're looking at, for the next 12 episodes, we'll be looking at just your junior professional 0 to 3 years experience.
Mm-hmm.
Then we'll move on and we'll have even industry experts in, especially once you start aspiring to be at the C-suite, etc. But also there is so much content. Yes, not a lot of it is African or South African,
mm-hmm.
but there's a lot of content. Go to YouTube. There's one professional that I follow, and just again researching and getting information. Her name is Linda Reina. She's quite excellent.
Linda Reina, please spell that for us.
Oh, I don't know how to spell her surname, but okay. You can type Linda Ray. Let me not attempt spelling it, but Google should bring it up.
Mm.
And she's based in Canada, but she's quite good in the space. And also on my channel, I will also share in terms of just the different sources that I have worked with. And so it goes back to, again, you continuing to just develop you.
Research. Nice one. I absolutely love it. Noctula, thank you so much for joining us this morning. So how do we reach you on social media?
In terms of reaching me on social media, on Facebook, you can visit my page, Me Developing Me. It is officially one day old. Or or on Instagram, you can look for Precious Knox. So Knox is Nokx. So Precious Knox. And you would find me also there on Instagram.
Wow, absolutely amazing. That is our skills and development specialist, as well as curator of information in the personal development space, Noctula Tshwantsha. Thank you so much for joining us.
The Motso Show with Motso. Saturdays and Sundays, 4 a.m. to 7 a.m. on 5 FM.